Hey, Luxifer, how fun would it be to lose weight this week? Yes, this week. How empowering would it be to lose weight without depending on a list of do not eat foods this week? Now, if that grabbed your attention, I have something very special for you. I created the ultimate solution for you, and it's called How to Lose Weight This Week Without a Diet. Inside this guide, I share my number one hack that will help you cut back on your food consumption consistently so you can say goodbye to expensive weight loss medications, pills, supplements, all the things. You can say goodbye to restrictive diets and you can say hello to a very simple way to eat less and lose weight. Imagine this time next week, you look down and you notice that your pants have a little bit more wiggle room in them. Yes, it is 100% possible for you. I can't wait for you to read this guide. You can grab it for free. Just go to jenniferdent.com/this week. Are you ready to say goodbye to dieting forever? I know you are because you're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast. Listen, this doesn't have to be a wish anymore. It can be your reality. So go to jenniferdent.com/this week right now and go grab your free guide and begin to lose weight this week. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Go do it now because in 7 days, you will have lost weight. Go to jenniferdent.com/this week. Your body is going to say, thank you. You're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, episode 196. What if it were possible to achieve your goal weight and stay there permanently without dieting? Welcome to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, where you will discover the key components that most diets won't tell you because they want you to keep coming back. Not here. This is your last stop on the weight loss struggle bus. I am your host, Jennifer Dent Brown, life and weight loss coach, and I am going to show you how to stop dieting forever. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Luxifer, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I am headed down south in a couple of hours. I'm going to hop a flight to Florida to enjoy some 80 degree weather for a few days. And I wanted to record this podcast before I left, but I just had a moment of gratitude as I was getting this ready. And I was just thinking how wonderful it is to have work flexibility, to be able to work from any place and not being tied to an office like I used to be when I was working in corporate. And I can literally take my laptop with me, take my camera, take my microphone, and work from anywhere and still run my business and still do all the things. And I'm just so grateful after spending, umpteen years, almost 20 years in corporate, just to be able to pick up and go and travel and work and follow my own schedule and wake up when I want to and go to the gym in the middle of the day. Like, Such a blessing. I'm just so, so grateful. But before I hop on this flight tonight, I wanted to record this podcast and I want to talk to you today about your identity. Your identity is crucial in determining if you will lose weight and keep it off. If you're struggling with your weight and you've been on that yo-yo, like lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, it's simply because your identity hasn't shifted. Your identity is one of a person who just struggles with their weight. So when I think about true sustainable weight loss, you achieving your forever weight, it calls for an identity shift. And if your identity doesn't change, you're always going to continue to struggle with your weight. You will continue to go through these cycles where you don't give a F, don't care, and you freestyle your eating. That's what I call it, where you just eat whenever. And then you get frustrated or you get a health diagnosis or a health scare and you're like, oh my God, I got to lose some weight. And you go do something drastic and you think it's going to be hard. And so then you struggle to stick with it. and you're just in this like loop until you quit that thing again. And then you're right back where you started, right? You're eating whatever, whenever, and that cycle continues. And it's because your identity has not changed. Your identity is one of a person who struggles with their weight, the person who can't keep the weight off, the person who is never able to lose weight and be successful, right? That is your current identity. And I think when I think about identity, I think this is a secret that the diet industry wants to keep from us, because I don't ever remember doing a diet that helps you shift your identity in order to lose weight. And I have done a lot of diets in my day, and I don't ever remember anybody talking about identity, nothing, which is why none of them worked. So as I went through my own journey, decades of trying to figure out this weight thing, because I was like, there has to be a way for me to lose weight and keep it off, because I see people out there in the world who don't struggle with their weight. What is it that they know that I don't know? Well, I figured it out. What they know and what they have is an identity of someone who is healthy, someone who keeps an optimal weight, someone who doesn't struggle with their weight. So when I created my own weight loss program and process, changing your identity is one of the foundations of my process. And I've talked about identity numerous times on the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm happy to have you here. But you can go back and listen to episode 99, which is changing your identity to become the woman that can lose weight. I also talked about identity in episode 112, change your identity to change your weight. And I talk about a tool that I teach called the identity statement. So make sure you go back and listen to those episodes. I put the link in the show notes so you can get there real quick. But with the identity statement, I teach my clients how to shift their identity from someone with all of the struggle bus thoughts, right? Someone who struggles with their weight, to someone who believes they can lose weight with ease because they are no longer using food to cope with the day-to-day stressors of life. Identity shift, y'all. Identity shift. So I was really thinking about this. And the other day, I was actually thinking about my own identity and where do I need to shift and grow so I can achieve my business goals and my health goals too. And then I was like, you know, let me think about my clients. I thought about them and where they are, all of them in their journeys. And so inside the group, we have some newbies. We have some who have been working diligently on their weight loss goal for months. And we have some that have reached their forever weight. Same with my private clients. And they all have different identities. And so when I thought about their growth and what is next for them when it comes to the weight loss identities, right? I thought about their different stages. And what came to me was these four different types of weight loss identities. So I'm going to explain them to you here on the podcast. And as I explain them to you, I want you to think about where you are right now and what your current identity is. And I want you to think about what your next identity shift is going to be for you so we can get you off of the weight loss struggle bus. Okay. So there's four different types of weight loss identities that I have seen with my clients. Hopelessly aware is the first one. The follower is the second one. Self-empowered is the third one. And certain is the fourth one. All right, let's break them down. The hopelessly aware identity. This is the person who wants to lose weight, but isn't doing anything about it. And their primary thought is, I need to do something about this weight. Girl, I need to lose some weight. I need to get like 10, 20, 30 pounds. I'll be good, right? That's their primary thought. I need to do something about this weight. But they haven't yet done anything. So they're hopelessly aware. They are aware of their state, of their health state, of their weight, and know that they need to make a change. But the hopelessness comes like, okay, I haven't done anything yet because there is something lacking there when it comes to their identity. So we're going to come back to that one. All right, let's look at the follower. The follower identity. This is a person who has selected a diet to follow. because they read something about it. They read a book. They saw someone else recommend it on Instagram. It's the latest thing. Hashtag it on TikTok. They see other people had success with it. And so they try their hardest to make it work with their lifestyle. Their primary thought is, I just need to stick with it long enough to be able to get this weight off. They have very little self-awareness around food and how different foods react in their bodies. And they are only doing what the diet tells them to do. There's like no thought process going on at all. It's just like, okay, what does a plan say I can eat? Okay, what time does a plan say I can eat? Oh, I can eat now. Well, I can eat this much. Okay, this is exactly what I'm going to do. And they follow the plan. They put all of their energy into trying to follow this plan and fitting it into their lifestyle. So this is what I call like my traditional dieters, the person with the dieter's mindset. All right, so that's the follower identity. The next identity is the self-empowered person. This identity is a person who has learned how to create and follow their custom energy eating plan. If you don't know what that is, that's what I teach inside of my program, how to create an energy eating plan. So their self-awareness is growing and they are constantly checking in when it's time to eat. And they're asking themselves questions like, how will eating this food or this meal make me feel tomorrow? How's it going to make me feel 90 minutes from now, right? They're asking themselves questions like, what is the nutritional value of this food before they shove it in their mouths? They're asking themselves questions like, does this align with my goal if I eat this thing? And making decisions from this place. So their self-awareness is growing of how their weight result is changing based off of their decisions. They've learned the different types of hunger, which is what I teach inside of my program and I teach my clients. And they are learning to control their emotional eating and they're learning how to overcome their typical eating obstacles. Okay, so that's the self-empowered identity. And actually, when I think about it, and I was sharing this with my clients in the group coaching call the other day, none of my clients are hopelessly aware. They might have been hopelessly aware before they came into the program. But most of them, when they come in, they have the follower identity, which is fine. There's no problem with having a follower identity because you're learning the process. When you come in, you're like, yeah, I don't know what to do. So Jennifer says, do this. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. But as I teach them my process, they're following it to learn how to become self-empowered, right? So then their follower identity is turning into the self-empowered identity as they continue to follow the process and do the work over the weeks and over the months. Okay, the last identity is what I call the certain identity. And this is a person who is focused on optimal wellness and just feeling good. Along with having a very high level of self-awareness, they also have the courage to say, no, thank you, when it comes to opportunities to eat or chances to join in with the crowd, even if it's an unpopular choice. Why? Because they value feeling good in their bodies over going with the crowd or giving into the instant gratification because of an emotional eat. Okay, so the certain identity, their primary thought is, I ain't got time to be sluggish. I'd rather feel good in my body and keep my energy high. Or like I say, I just want a good night's sleep. I don't need this alcohol. I don't need this sugar to disrupt my sleep. I prefer a good night's sleep over the second glass of wine. Okay. So let's recap real quick. We have hopelessly aware identity, the follower identity, the self-empowered identity, and the certain identity. So think about it. Which identity best describes where you are right now? And what is the next identity shift for you? Unless you want to stay exactly where you are, then girl, you're good. You can stay exactly where you are. Keep that identity and keep listening to the podcast, but you can keep that identity. But I want you to think about what is the next identity shift for you if your goal is to finally stop dieting forever and reach your forever weight. So when I taught these four different identity types to my clients inside the Stop Dieting Forever group coaching program, many of my clients had multiple identities and they could see very clearly what was the next identity shift for them because they're learning, they're going through the process. So like I said, many of my clients, when they come in, they are followers. They're like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just, Jennifer says to do this on Monday morning. I'm doing this. And she says to do this in the evening and I'm doing this. And they're learning as they follow the process to become self-empowered. So many of them are kind of like teetering in between. And these are the ones that are in active weight loss, who are teetering between like being self-empowered and having a self-empowered identity, maybe 75% of the time. And then 25% of the time, they're either in the follower status or maybe they're hopelessly aware, unaware, right? I don't know. But it's very, very interesting to see when you think about your identity, your relationship with food, and how that is creating your current result. What is your identity? So here's how I want you to up-level your weight loss identity, okay? Shifting your identity, I wish we could just snap our fingers, wave the magic wand, and wiggle your nose. But shifting your identity is a process that requires self-awareness, intentional effort, the ability to challenge negative beliefs, and self-compassion. All of these things are included in my weight loss process. So when you join Stop Dieting Forever or you begin to coach with me as a private client, I teach you all of these things. This is the work that we do to shift our identity. Now, you can completely do this on your own. If you're hopelessly aware, this is an example. If you are currently hopelessly aware, you know you got to lose some weight and your current belief is I need to do something about this weight. A new belief for you to adopt is I need to do something about this weight and I'm going to schedule a call with Jennifer to see how she can help me. Or I need to do something about this weight and I'm going to schedule an appointment with my doctor. I need to do something about this weight, and I'm going to stop putting my health on the back burner and enroll in Stop Dieting Forever today, right? That's the new belief that you can begin to adopt. I need to do something about this weight, and I am fully capable of learning how to lose weight in a different way, right? So in that change in belief, you hear there's some self-awareness. There is an intentional effort. There is an ability to challenge negative belief. And underneath it all, we got to have some self-compassion because we don't want to shame ourselves for being hopelessly aware as we move into our next identity, right? We got to have some love for ourselves as we do that. As you think about your new belief, right? So the belief that you are replacing your current belief with, as you're doing that, you are beginning to develop the identity of a person who does what they say they are going to do. And by taking the first step, you are developing the identity of the person who prioritizes themselves over everything and everyone else. When I look at my clients and I see who's losing the most weight, they are showing up for themselves week after week for these private coaching calls. They're coming to the group coaching calls. They're posting their questions in the group. They are in the process. They are doing the work. They are showing up for themselves. They're making time on their calendars. In my private coaching world, we call it a high priority time to show up for themselves and do this work to change their identity. Changing your identity can change your weight loss game for good. It can literally change the trajectory of your health. Now, shifting your identity, it's an ongoing process, and it requires, again, self-awareness, a commitment, and a willingness to embrace change. But once you commit to deciding, you know what, I want to achieve something more with my weight, I want to hit a bigger goal, I'm willing to do the work to change my identity, it gets easier to make these identity shifts. I've been shifting my identity when it comes to my weight for years. And so when I look at where I am right now, it's not just about my weight, it's about my health. It's about what identity shifts do I need to make to up-level my health? Because right now, I have disrupted my hormones because of my chronic stress. Okay. So it comes with the territory, but that's how I was running my business and being an entrepreneur. I was working way too much, working a lot. And so because I didn't have a different identity, my identity was one of a person who just works 40, 50 hours a week, working on what I love. This is what I love to do. I want to help the people. I want to create all these things. I'm a visionary. I'm doing all the things. I never gave my body a chance to rest. I literally took my corporate work identity, where I was working 40, 50 hours a week, into building my own business and never shifted or changed. I didn't teach myself how to rest. So now I am up-leveling my identity and creating an identity of the person who works 25 hours a week, 30 hours a week, creating the identity of the CEO who delegates to her team way much more than what I was doing before. I am developing the identity of a person who doesn't work on the weekends and who rests and gives her body and her brain a chance to reset so we can go into Monday feeling recharged and renewed versus working 7 days a week and never giving myself a chance to rest. So now I'm in this healing modality, in a healing protocol of healing my adrenals and healing my hormones. So I was thinking about, like, what is my identity shift? So I said that to say, no matter where you are in your health journey, you're always going to be shifting your identity. You're always going to be working on shifting your identity, because if you're not growing, you're stagnant and you just might as well be dead, right? Is that the saying? If you're not growing, you're dead? Something like that. So learning how to do this identity work now will serve you for years to come, okay? So when you are being intentional and taking those steps to cultivate a positive mindset, you can work towards developing an identity that aligns with your goals, your aspirations, whatever they are, whether it's your business and your health and your weight and your family and your relationships, like your career. At every stage of life, there requires an identity shift. So learning how to do this work will serve you again for years and years in so many different areas. All right, y'all, I have talked a little bit too much. I gotta go. I gotta finish packing, pack up my suitcase. And my husband is looking at me. He's like, come on, we gotta leave in like an hour to go to the airport. All right, y'all, I was gonna do stop and celebrate, but we'll do that next week. Live Lux, and I will see you in the next episode. If you like today's episode of the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, and you want to learn more about creating a lifestyle instead of following a diet to lose weight permanently, be sure to visit jenniferdent.com. There, you'll learn more about my unique weight loss process and how it can work for you. Go to jenniferdent.com to discover what you can do to stop dieting forever.